to Jasmine Mary joining us here in the BFM studio.
Kia ora.
You've made your way in from far away.
How was the traffic
this morning?
Oh, it's always awful.
Yeah.
But you know what I remember every time I'm in traffic? That I'm a part of traffic.
Yes.
I'm a part of the problem.
At least you can listen to BFM in the car.
Exactly.
On the way.
It's been a great show.
Now, the reason you've joined us this morning, you've got some brand new music.
Yes, got a single coming out tomorrow called Memphis with a music video.
Part of a larger project?
Part of a larger project, part of an album that'll be out in June.
Amazing. Now, tell us about Memphis and the song. How have you approached it, and how have you approached this bigger project?
I recorded it at Roundhead with most of it at Roundhead with the band. But this song in particular I wrote after crying in the Newland Mall car park and getting a $50 mall massage that quite quickly turned into like a very, very bizarre spiritual experience for me. And so that's sort of where the song came from. I was getting this mall massage and there was like the weird meditation music playing, but you're kind of separated by a curtain between you and the mall, and Walking in Memphis was being played at like JB Hi-Fi, and it was like blending together, and I was feeling
this sounds awesome.
It was not it sounds not, it's one of those things that sounds fantastic now.
Yes.
And but at the time it was a bit
dramatic.
You know, it was just a little bit on the verge of insanity, I think.
Yes.
But like a bit, hey,
yeah.
I wrote a song. But the mall, the masseuse, I opened my eyes and it was honestly like she took over I don't even know, like a god-like energy. This sounds so insane. And she just said to me, "It's okay, I can see you now and you can relax." And I was like, that's too much. So that's what the song came on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, Roundhead, is that the first time you've recorded there?
No, we did the first album there.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was quite nice for me and great going back, having learnt a lot more now on the third one and developed a lot more as a person and a musician. And
does it give you the opportunity to be a bit more comfortable and relaxed in the studio and like that?
Well, it's funny because sort of I would say doing something at such a like amazing and fancy space that also costs a lot of money, there's an element of pressure. But yeah. I find that's very useful. Like, I don't want to be too relaxed. But then the comfort, and Dee Stevens engineered it, and I feel like his name's popping up a lot, like,
yes,
on a lot of good records at the moment. And he's, like, approaches a really, really, what I would say is an intellectual thing, like engineering and production, really emotionally. But mm-hmm. you kind of have to do that to get the best results. I think that also helps.
There's such a good little crew up there at the moment.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So nice to be there.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. Now, I mean, obviously, interesting story behind Memphis. What other stuff has fed into the album?
Like, what other stories? What other breakdowns did you have?
How many other sort of day-to-day experiences of feeding into this?
That's not normally how I write. I'm not. That's a great question. But they're all like, I think that's like music that's rooted in folk is very like a time and a place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a thematic, like I've not gone, oh, here's a theme and I'm going to write to that consciously. It's sort of just the last 2 years have been full of extreme highs and extreme lows and just sort of manically writing songs when there's relief from that.
Yeah.
And then that's a collection of them. And I think I have more perception of that after I share it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Memphis is going to be accompanied with a video, which is out tomorrow. I'm sure people can pick it up on all streaming services. And
yeah, it'll be out on all the streaming services. The video will premiere in the morning on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually, some of that was shot at Lynn Mall, so yeah, go have a look. Go
do
have
you need
a look
permission
at that.
To shoot something at a mall? You just can't.
Yeah,
do it.
I think you do. We didn't ask. Sorry, Lynn Wall. The music video is actually me doing a meet and greet at Lynn Wall.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll look forward to checking that out tomorrow. And of course, next week the Tate
Awards
are up, and Pony Baby, one of your projects, is up for Best Independent Debut,
which is nice. That's a nice little pat on the back.
Yeah.
Look, I don't actually think we'll win.
But still nice to get a little
record. But it's very nice to get a pat on the back.
Yes.
I mean, you never know. But like, I just think there's a lot of good music in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nice to be in with a shot.
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Okay, so new music tomorrow. Anything else that you'd like to mention?
Oh, yeah. So the album's called I Want to Rock and Roll. Because I do. And tomorrow you can also pre-order the vinyl, which is a crowdfunding campaign through Holiday Records, which is basically when you will buy enough of my record, it will get pressed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which is a great thing that they do. And I'm an independent artist, so it just means that that can happen.
All right. Okay,
yeah, so go buy the album tomorrow.
Where can people head to? Is it the Holiday Records website?
Yeah, on the Holiday Records website. If you go on there tomorrow, it'll be live. And they have a lot of pre-orders you can do, actually. But,
excellent.
But please get mine.
All right. Hey, yeah. Jasmine Mary, we're going to play Memphis.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
She said, "It's okay, I know I can see you now."